Scripture reading, 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. Devotional. Ignatius of Loyola, 1491-1556, the founder of the Jesuits, developed a classic discernment model that maintains a balance between reason, intellect, and feelings, heart. He provided excellent guidelines on how God speaks to us through our deepest feelings and yearnings, something he called consolations and desolations. Consolations are those feelings that fill us with joy, life, energy, and peace, connecting us more deeply with God. Desolations are those experiences that drain us and feel like death, disconnecting us from God, ourselves, and others. His unique contribution was providing a structured way to acknowledge feelings as important indicators of how God reveals His will to us and how we can test the spirits, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Within this framework, feelings are not ends in and of themselves, but a means to know God and His love. Author Alice Freiling says it well. The goal in focusing on feelings is not to wallow in them, nor is it just to clarify thinking. The goal is to notice and embrace the presence of God in this experience. When this happens, the peace that comes transcends all understanding. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. In other words, we cannot think our way into God's peace. It's beyond understanding. The Bible also says that the love of God surpasses knowledge. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19. No matter how much we know, God's love is deeper, so sometimes the route to this peace beyond knowing is through our feelings. This point bears repeating. The goal is not to think our way into God's will. Our task is to notice and embrace the presence of God. And sometimes it is our feelings that lead us to peace that transcends all understanding. Question to consider. Briefly reflect on the events and interactions of your last 24 hours. Then ask yourself, when did I experience joy, peace, increased energy, or a sense of God's presence, consolation? And when did I experience sadness, apathy, energy draining out of me, or a sense of God's absence, desolation? Prayer. Father, You know how easily I forget about You for hours at a time. I ask You for grace and power to pay attention and listen to You during all my waking hours. Help me to recognize Your voice when You speak to me through my consolations and desolations. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.